Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Angold Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AAU. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Adrian Rothwell. Now, Adrian, let's follow up on some of the initial results from the Dorado project in northern Chile. Now, we have three drill holes out so far. Hole one, that was released back in February 16th. That intersected 302 meters of 0.71 grams per ton gold, pretty much right from surface. And the most recent two holes, hole two and hole three, some of the highlights here being 110 meters at 0.75 grams per ton gold. That's in hole two and hole three, 140 meters at 0.82 grams per ton gold. Adrian, my initial takeaway from these results is we're seeing some continuity here. Long widths and grades a little bit under 1 gram per ton. How does that fall into the overall narrative here at this Dorado project, please?
Hey, thanks, Corey. It fits in perfectly with our strategy around drilling Dorado, and that is to step out from the existing resource to look at the quality of historic drilling that's been done so that we can use it, and also to look at the structure of the deposit. And you know, in only three holes, these are fantastic results. In fact, the first hole was from surface, from zero and down, and we were mineralized for the entire length of the hole. The last bit of the hole being stepping out of the resource area a little, still bearing gold, but below our cutoff grade, but still good. You know, it gives us perspective on the fact that we're seeing highly continuous gold intercepts in this.
So, Adrian, when I took a look at that first drill result and the location of it, I do recommend everyone checking out the news release and looking at figure two. I'll actually post figure two below this interview, which outlines these drill holes and where the mineralization was hit. It really looked like hole one was drilled right into more or less what you know about this project, into kind of the meat of the historic resource. Is that fair to say? Was this more of a hole just to understand or confirm some of the past work that's been done on the project?
Yeah, it was. And very favorable results coming back. The grade was very consistent. In fact, the grade was slightly higher on average, we're about 30% higher grade than the relevant historic hole. And again, you know, for us, it was really about looking at structure and QAQC.
Okay. Now, when it comes to holes two and three, these were drilled, especially hole two, a little bit outside of this resource area. And especially, you can see on the right of this figure, some mineralization hit closer to surface in an area that looks like there hasn't been any other drilling. What insights can you give us on hole two and what it shows you about the potential here?
Yeah, well, actually, two areas, we hit two mineralized areas, very unexpected, closer to surface from about 60 meters down from surface. And we weren't expecting to hit mineralization or the mineralized zone because we're drilling from a stepped out position to the east. We're drilling in a westerly direction. We wanted to get some information on the resource zone from a different direction. And we hit two zones of mineralization on the way down. And they're only 16 meters at 0.35 and 16 meters at 0.38 grams per ton. But that's an excellent target for us, and lucky target for future drilling and for stepping out that resource area in the future. The other thing is we started unexpectedly hitting gold grades at the bottom of the hole. So we've got assays pending for about the last 100 meters of that hole, and we're just stepping into some pretty good grades. And at the bottom of the hole is 6 meters at 0.51 grams per ton, and it's open beyond that, we're waiting for assets.
Okay, so that'll be interesting to see maybe some higher grade potential at depth. When it comes to hole three, I understand this was about a 50-meter step out to the north. It also had a high-grade intercept there of about 4 grams per ton, over 2 meters. Any significance in hole three stepping out, but then also seeing some of that higher grade?
Yeah, well, so the step out, correct, was about 50 meters to the north. And what that'll do is that'll give us another possible addition to the resource. So, you know, we're always looking to add to the resource. The high grade was a nice surprise, and that's probably some of the highest grade I've seen in the Maricunga, of around 4 grams per ton over 2 meters. Not a long intercept of high grade. It was included in the 140 meters at 0.82 grams per ton. But no, that's great for us to see because we're looking at pockets of high grade.
So when it comes to some of the rest of this drilling, it is a total of a 5,000 meter program that's underway. 10 holes, all going about 500 meters deep. I can see in this figure too, though, holes 4 and 5. Those ones are either being drilled right now or getting sent to the lab. Those look like they're testing some of this depth extension. What insights can you give us on where these holes are drilled and what you're hoping to prove out here?
Yeah, so most of the historic drilling was only done down to about 300 meters of depth. So holes 4 and 5 are really all about testing the depth potential of the deposit. And hole 5 steps out to the west as well, slightly. And hole 4, a little steeper, it's kind of going straight down into the core of where we think the resource is.
So then, Adrian, as a general takeaway, so far from these first 3 holes and obviously what you hope to prove in the rest of that 5,000-meter program, what are, just reiterate, the strategies here, what you want investors to understand about the potential here at Dorado?
Yeah, so these results are really good. They will all go into our model. We will be looking at doing a resource update at the end of the year, and we would be expecting these to be adding to that resource. But what I will say is it's early days still. We've got 7 holes to go, and we're starting now to move into the more step-out holes of the program. With the first 3 holes, really testing some of the historic drilling, stepping up conservatively, and as I said, finding a few new zones. But the objectives of those first 3 holes were really about making sure that we could get a good, solid understanding of structure, which we are, and we're seeing a very strong north-northeast to south-southwest trend that we'll be expanding.
Okay, well, it'll be interesting to see, too, what some of these, the rest of the holes, the more step-out holes, will yield. One other thing we should mention is that the company does also hold this Iron Butte project in Nevada. I understand this is in the permitting phase, but earlier this month, you did issue a news release outlining some of the drill plans there. Can you bring us up to speed on what the plans are over at Iron Butte and also general timing for this permit?
Yes, on the permit, it's a notice of intent. We expect that by the end of April, we would have that in hand. We have submitted an application for 10,000 meters of drilling. And a lot of that is on existing roads, existing pads that have been used in the past. So that's why we're able to do that under a notice of intent. Now, and then we'll be drilling after that point. So, you're looking at May, June for drilling and onwards. And really, this is a large system and it's been drilled historically it's more of a sheet style mineralization along the range front where it sits. We've been mapping quartz structures, gold-bearing structures at surface and projecting them down at depth. And we think that there's some intersection zones there that should be tested. And that's what we're doing in our first phase of drilling. First phase is only about 2,800 meters of drilling. But what we'll be looking to do is to go right down the heart of some of these zones that haven't been tested before. And we're hoping to connect the two areas of mineralization. So the historic resource is split between the North Zone and the Red Ridge Zone. And we're looking to drill both of those as well as connecting the two of them. So fingers crossed on that one.
All right. Well, Adrian, quick update then in terms of cash in the bank. Where does the company stand to move both of these programs forward?
Yeah, so we've got about $5.5 million left in the bank. We're pretty solidly through our program in Chile, and we're certainly funded to be drilling on Iron Butte.
Okay. Perfect. Adrian, I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions regarding Angold or any of the strategies at either of these projects, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. Adrian, I appreciate your time today. Thank you for the update.
Thanks, Corey.